Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You said it, girl.
Michelle.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
That's right. Good evening. It is Mind for Monday. I hope everyone out there had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Everybody was out there busy, taking in some of those sun rays. Some had masks on, some didn't. You know, we still have to listen and continue to remain to do what we've been doing that has kept us here thus far. Like I said, that lady hasn't sung yet. She hasn't even picked up the mic. We're going to do some information, some music, and I have a friend that's going through some hardship at this particular time, but she loves Luther, okay? And I promised her on this short and sweet Monday that I was going to let her hear Luther. So tonight, we're going to be listening to Luther for this little short time. But before we get going, I'd like to tell you, and make you mindful of this, and write these words down if something hits your mind. Life is full of unexpected suffering. Even so, as Eleanor Roosevelt said, if you can live through that, a difficult situation, you can live through anything. You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I live through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. That's exactly right. Struggling against great difficulties enable us to develop ourselves tremendously. We can call forth and manifest those abilities lying dormant within us. Difficulty can be a source of dynamic growth and positive progress. That's right. Keep it positive and make it happen. Remember, unity without harmony creates no peace. Unification with action creates victory. And we are all victorious out here, so we're going to have a meeting of the mind. Send those signals out there. Relax. Keep our bodies balanced so that we can come up with a great plan that's going to benefit everyone. It's about happiness and unity and taking action. But keep in mind, none of us are victims out here. We're victors. And whenever we go through what we go through, it just makes you taller. These vaccines are going on out here. For those of you who are going to take them, don't be waiting on this one or that one. Take whatever comes with you. And as the old folks used to say, just do it and see what happens, okay? I think you will feel better about it. You know, just it's up to you how you want to do it, but just don't wait around, because if you put out something till the next day, they might run out of it, and that's going to make you wait a whole another month or two or three or four. You don't want that. So welcome in to Waking Up with Linda McShann. Get those blood and cells moving through that brain, and we're going to have a loop tonight. So just sit back and relax and be very mindful. We love you.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the bees, and be your love beside me. That would be all I need if this world were mine. I'd give you anything. Would make you a king with wealth untold. You could have anything if this world were mine. I'd give you each day so sunny and blue, and if you when you want me, honey, just call me.
No, baby, you are my consolation, and I feel so much protection when I'm in your arms.
When you're screaming,
yeah, the way that you do. Every sky would be blue as long as you're loving me, baby. Oh.
Thank you.
surprised, I must say, 'cause I never had seen such a pretty face with such a warm and beautiful smile. It wasn't hard for me to notice her style. I was fascinated, surely. She took my heart and held it for me. I wouldn't let her get away, not until she heard me say,
"Excuse me, miss, yeah. What's your name?
Take you out tonight
to a movie, to a party. I'll have you home. Don't start, so let me know.
Can I take you out tonight? Don't care if I get rejected. At least then I won't regret it. Regret the fact I missed the chance for romance. At least I'll walk away knowing I tried my best and I'm going on with my day, 'cause at least he heard me say,
"Excuse me, miss,
come on,
what's your name, where are you from,
hey,
can
you,
I come, and possibly,
can I take you out tonight?
Every day, love me your own special way.
we're going to have a Luther night out here for my friend that's going through it. We want to encourage her and empower her and let her know that we love her. And that's what we have to do. We have to assist and support those who need us. And always keep in mind to be appreciative for whatever anyone does for you, because people don't have to give you a smile. And as James Baldwin always say, if you know whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. I want to repeat that again. If you know whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. So I'm just putting that out there because things are opening up. We have so many organizations forming out there. We're going to have new ways of doing things. Get busy. Get involved. Find your passion. Find a group that you feel comfortable with, that they feel like family, and get in there and assist. It's not about me. It is about all of us. And it takes all of us to get the job done. And you want to do something that brings out your passion, your creativity, and something that you really, really enjoy doing. And you can find out how much growth you're going to gain from that. Listen, tomorrow night we got Stephanie Haynes coming on. You know, she's talking about that relationship. And then we'll whip it back around. I've had a lot of requests in for her to speak about those chakras, because that was a good one, you know, to teach you how to keep yourself in balance. We talked about the seven chakras, because you cannot do anything out of balance, okay? But tomorrow we're going to be speaking of relationships, and after we round that up, perhaps the following week, we'll have her come back in with that chakra information. And on that note, you know, I'm going to take you right on back to Luther, because I am a woman of my word. You're waking up with Linda McShann.
Knowing love the way I do, I can say for certain, there's a chance for me and you. I surely feel like the time is near. The picture in my mind is very clear. I think love has brought us here. I remember not too long ago, I was just a lonely person with a lonely heart, yeah, and I was hoping there could one day be a chance for me to get the love that I've been missing. Sometimes love takes a long time, but wait for love. Not a waste of time if you truly believe the impossible can be. Hold on tight if you think you're right. Nothing hurts as bad as when you see you gave up too easily. Now I remember spending all on a dream that kept me wishing that you could be mine, yeah. And I was hoping there could one day be a chance.
never stop believing there could one day be a chance for me to
get the love
that I've been missing.
Sometimes love
takes a long time, but
wait for love,
and you're gonna get your chance
to love.
Wait for love.
Yeah.
it up with the dumbest
thing. Ah, you said it, girl. Jerry
Cash.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
we give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.